Man, welcome to the Crazy King Show, man. We about to talk to y'all about a lot of this news going on. Like, y'all believe what y'all believe, but we finna give y'all the real benefit of the doubt. And that's just for show. Like, we about to tell y'all about everything. Like, if you want to hear about the truth, if you want the truth, you want to hear about the Illuminati, the coronavirus, Donald Trump especially, make sure y'all subscribe. Make sure y'all follow us. You know, we take tips. We'll leave the Cash App down at the bottom. YouTube, Instagram name. Oh, and we got some good music for y'all. So y'all go check it out. And all right, so let's get to the subject now. Today's subject, we're going to be talking about who?
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. That's not a who, that's a what. So let's rewind that. All right, let's get straight to the topic, y'all. The coronavirus. Now, how do you feel about the coronavirus?
Well, I had coronavirus a month ago, so I can tell you it's real.
Did you really have the coronavirus?
Yeah, I really had the coronavirus.
Or did they tell you that?
Nah, it was me, Wesley, Cody, the baby, the whole family had the virus.
And guess what? I've been around them, and I still don't have the coronavirus.
So what you saying? We lying about the virus?
Y'all not lying about it, but they lying about it.
So what about us really being sick? All of us really being sick?
Y'all got sick when y'all went to go get tested.
Nah, we were sick, and then we got tested.
No, y'all got sick when y'all got tested. When you got tested, you wasn't sick. You just thought something was wrong with you.
All right, did you get tested?
I didn't get tested.
All right, so why would you think that they're putting coronavirus?
First of all, you got 1 million homeless people out here.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying they're trying to depopulate the earth?
Of course, they're going to leave the homeless people. Why the homeless people never caught it.
So what about?
No face mask, no food, and no coronavirus.
How you know they ain't catch it?
Because I see homeless people every day.
Well, what about
the same ones?
What about the rich people that caught it?
The rich people that caught it, because they rich. They went and got, first of all, let's speak on the mayor of Atlanta.
Yeah.
She went and got tested. Why did she go get tested? Because she wanted to. And guess what? She had no symptoms. Yeah. But guess what? They told her she had the coronavirus. Mom. Oh, and by the way, it's a baby. Yeah. It's okay. But look. The mayor of Atlanta went to go get tested, and they told her she had it. And she got on live TV and said she had no symptoms.
Talking about Keisha
Lansbaum? Yeah.
I don't know if that's her name.
Whatever her name, but we salute you because you with us. But let me tell y'all something. She never had the coronavirus. She just went and got tested, and they told her she had the coronavirus. Like me, I never got tested. I be around people who said they got the coronavirus.
So you saying it's government made?
It's government made.
To kill people, to kill people. The earth.
What you think they still got abortion for?
So, well, we know that.
Okay, so boom. So dealing with this coronavirus, they trying to end the whole population. What they doing is making these old folks and these young babies, because they don't know no better, they making them act like they got the virus, put them in the hospital, drug them up, and kill them.
They're trying to kill all the black people.
All the black people, not just black people, white people too. But money.
They say mostly black people and Mexicans getting the virus.
That's a true statement.
So they're trying to kill mostly black and Mexican people.
You're right. Because the white people think they can outsmart us when really the people who don't get tested for the coronavirus is real the smart ones. If you would never got tested, you still would have been walking around like, oh, I ain't got the virus.
Yeah. So it's all in your head. It's like what's it called? What's that?
You delusional.
The Palafo effect. What's it called? No, I'm making it up.
Yeah. Whatever you're making up, that's the word they're going to use
whatever
for it.
Whatever word I'm trying to use. Plago effect. Whatever it's called.
Just know that the coronavirus is fake, y'all. All
right.
I don't believe in none of it. She believe in it because they told her she had it. If they tell me I got it, I'm still not going to believe it.
So do you wear a mask in public?
I wear a mask in public because I like style.
So why you got this mask on right now?
I got a Steelers mask on because I'm a football fan. But let me tell you something. I be around people. Man, you might come to my house right now. And I trust you just because you walked to my house. And I'm going to take my mask off. If you in front of me over an hour, I'm going to take my mask off.
So if you don't think it's real, why would you wear a mask?
I like style.
So you just gonna follow after the style?
Of course. You don't like style? Now, let me tell you what they is doing. This is the way they're going to give you the coronavirus, if it's really real, like they say. Now, look, they got these masks out, these hospital masks. And, you know, they got the little metal thing in it with the 5G in there. Mm-hmm. You know, they claim that the 5G give you the coronavirus. I know.
They probably do, though, when you think about it.
And that's how they giving it to you. The coronavirus is real, but it's fake. It's a fake effect. Now, I don't know if y'all remember, but they actually got on the news. It was like, the numbers of death they said happened from the coronavirus wasn't the real numbers.
Yeah, because somebody got in a car accident and they'll put they had COVID.
All this number stuff is fake. They're telling you that, first of all, the people who died from coronavirus, let me tell you, mainly half of the people that died with coronavirus committed suicide or had anxiety attacks. Why? Because they prescribed them some pills would help kill them.
So, what?
Yes, they committed suicide from taking these pills because they thought they were delusional and having all these anxiety attacks because they thought they had the coronavirus. Because that's what the government system told them.
So it made them depressed that they got the COVID and they just killed.
Yes, because at one point in time, I thought about killing myself too. Like, man, we about to die. But you know, I want to be here to tell y'all this. That the coronavirus, just keep doing what you're doing. But just stay safe. It's not real, but stay safe out they way. Cause the government gonna give it to you.
So you don't think God put a plague going on? I mean, you don't think God got a plague going on, just killing people?
God not doing that. This man made.
So it is real.
This is man made. The virus itself is real, but it's fake. It's fake going on in life. It's real. The virus, the name of the virus is real because they made it.
Yeah.
They made the name of the virus. Like me, I can make an alphabet called. Go ahead, laugh, y'all. It's okay. You can stop, pause. Man, if y'all want to send me something on Cash App, you know the Cash App name is CREALTHEARTIST. See where the artist. Make sure you put that money sign first. And let me tell y'all something about this virus. I'm going to be so truthful with y'all. I walk around every day, see the same homeless people with no mask on downtown. To be exact, downtown Atlanta. This virus been out since school was in about how many months ago? And the same homeless people ain't never had the virus.
How you know they ain't have it?
Because they still out there to this day. They not sick or nothing. And if they got sick, you know they said last 2 weeks or you die. Why they not dead? And they sure ain't getting no antibiotics. Mm-hmm. They ain't got no money for no cough syrup. Mm-hmm. If they get money, they're going to go use it to buy their drugs that they need.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get a vaccine and try to put it in law that we got to have that coronavirus vaccine. And they also microchipping us.
All right, thank you. I'm glad she spoke on it. Let me tell you something. The coronavirus is put on this earth right now, as in today, to make sure that you want to think about getting this vaccine shot to put this mark of the beast inside your arm. Where they gonna say, oh, you could, the credit card is implanted into your arm. You use your money. You can use this to get on the elevators. You can use this to pay for your flight ticket. You might can even put it to the computer and pay for something online. They want to turn us to robots. That's what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. So y'all gotta actually be smart.
Yeah.
Not the
No, we
can
keep going.
No, we're gonna keep going. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Somebody just walked in here and talked about the mark of the beast is going too far. It's not going too far because we're giving y'all the truth. This is the real news.
Come on here and put over here why the mark of the beast ain't.
I'm busy right now.
He's busy right now.
I'll let y'all know that I am.
The mark of the beast is not the chip, y'all. They put that scripture all out of context, okay? Stop watching stuff on Facebook, all right?
So the mark of the beast, Revelations is a symbolic book.
Symbolic book.
It's not to be taken literal unless you go in there verse by verse and find out which verses are meant to be taken literal because they backed up by scriptures from other parts of the Testament.
That's not absolutely correct. So please don't be dumb, y'all. I'm here to give you real news. I ain't gonna give you nothing fake. If I tell you it's gonna be sunny tonight, it's gonna be sunny at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
Carry on. And that just real, y'all. Now, let me tell y'all something else about this coronavirus. All right, I'm about to compare coronavirus to something else to make y'all believe me, right? Mm-hmm. Now, say for instance, I live in Atlanta where half of every girl want to be pregnant in Atlanta.
What you mean?
I'm gonna tell you exactly what I mean. So here in Atlanta, you got females walking around in their relationships, going to their boyfriend saying, "Ooh, I think I'm pregnant. I think I'm pregnant," because they know what they're doing to get pregnant. But in reality, when they go get tested, they not getting pregnant when they get tested. They just got the symptoms because they want to be pregnant so much that now they got the symptoms of being pregnant, but they not pregnant.
So you,
go ahead.
So they force themselves into believing that they basically speaking it into existence.
They speaking it into existence, like a pregnant girl speak pregnancy into existence.
What if she not pregnant?
That's the point. They don't be pregnant. They just feel the symptoms because they want to be pregnant. Now, same thing with the coronavirus. Y'all so scared because they put this coronavirus out here that now y'all think y'all got it. So now y'all want to go get tested, stand in this long line, and now they're going to tell you you got it.
Or they injecting COVID into
you. They is injecting. They're going to stick that Q-tip up your nose.
Like they did the syphilis. What was that, the syphilis? They was injecting black people in 1970s?
That was the Ebola. You know, I'm joking. Look. But y'all, for real.
No, it was a syphilis that was injecting black people in the 1970s. And thousands of black people died.
Now, if y'all want to beat them thousands of black people, they already took that many out with the coronavirus, they say. Now, come on, y'all. We got to do better. Man, we got to look. We even just baked the cake just to tell y'all this. We ain't even eat the cake yet because it's so real. What they going to tell us now? We getting coronavirus in our food?
They say you get it through your eyeballs.
What? Now we gotta wear sunglasses?
Yeah, you gotta wear goggles or something.
You know what, y'all? I'm gonna walk around. And then they tell y'all this. Let me tell y'all something. A lady on the news took the, what you call it? Antibiotics.
Vaccine. Yeah.
And she died. Now you tell me, ain't no pill on this earth.
Yeah, because you know that could kill you, because a flu shot could kill a baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Did y'all know that? If you knew that, leave a thumbs up and leave a comment.
Yeah, the flu shot could kill a baby.
And let me tell y'all something. I love people. I'm going to give it to y'all truthfully. But we're going to talk to y'all for about 5 more minutes, then we're going to wrap up this coronavirus, and y'all stay tuned for the next episode.
And now we're going to be about Trump.
So if y'all want to hear about Trump, make sure y'all leave a comment, subscribe, do all of that. All right? Now, anybody else got any inputs on the coronavirus?
What about you, Cody?
Y'all need to introduce me.
Oh, this Cody.
Oh, right
this,
here?
This Chase dog.
Chase dog. Now, how you feel about the coronavirus?
What you mean how I feel about it? Do I think it's real?
Yeah,
it's real. I had it.
Did you really have it?
I've been sitting here listening to everything you said.
That's because they told you.
I already know everything you're saying. Mm-hmm. I had it, man. I was sitting there. I was feeling good. And then I got a cough. Then I got headaches. Then my taste and my smell went, which is everybody know that's one of the biggest symptoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I pretty much already knew I had it. Then I went to get tested, and I tested positive.
Now, let me tell y'all.
So,
this.
Hey, now you said that we speaking into existence, right?
Mm-hmm.
How could I speak my taste and my smell away from myself?
That's a good question. But answer this to me. Answer this question. You ever had a stomach virus before the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a headache before the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Have your back ever hurt before the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a stuffy nose to where you couldn't smell before the coronavirus?
Yeah.
Have you ever lost taste for some strange reason?
Yeah.
My point exactly. So don't tell me this virus is real. What happened to you before will happen to you again.
But they all happened at the same time this time. Now, how you explain that?
How do I explain it? Mm-hmm. You thought you was thinking so much about the coronavirus that you thought you lost your taste and your smell.
So it wasn't real?
It wasn't real.
So you tell me all the time I was walking around not being able to taste
it. It was your imagination.
Chicken. So I could
Bro, it's so time. Real. I thought I had the coronavirus, and I started eating, and I'm like, man, I can't taste nothing.
That's because you had it, boy.
Mm-mm.
And you just didn't show your blood test.
I ain't take no dying pill for it.
No what?
No dying pill.
Dot what?
Dying pill.
or dying. Mm-hmm. What is a dying pill?
Tylenol, any type of pill.
Okay. But you smoke marijuana?
Yeah. Of course. And it was, I guess that's the cure to coronavirus. Thank you very much. Smoke some marijuana. Look, nah, don't really do that, y'all. Don't do that. Don't listen to me. But leave a thumbs up if you like what we're talking about. Man, I'm telling you, there's some juicy stuff right here. If you had the coronavirus, please leave a comment. Tell me what you think about the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. You know, you need to go back and talk about this dying pill. So what you saying? Tylenol kill people?
Tylenol kill people.
I've been taking Tylenol all my life, man.
And let me tell you something. It got all the side effects on it, right? Yep. It say nausea, headaches, mm-hmm. vomiting.
How can it have that side effect if it fixed that side effect?
First of all, read the side of the can.
I'm about to go get my Advil
bottle. Go get your Advil right bottle. And look, matter of fact, we got phones, technology for everything. Get the bottle. She said, I'm crazy. Now, we said 5 minutes, but we're going to go way over that. Because now she got on this, we want to talk about the dying pills. So now she's going to get the bottle and I'm going to look it up. Dude, I don't think they tell the side effects on the side of the bottle.
Crazy. There we go.
Hold on, y'all. I'm about to look up and see what this is. Now, check this out, y'all, right? All right, Advil. It said, use temporary relief, minor aches and pain due to headaches, muscular aches, cramps, common cold, back pain, toothaches, minor pain.
That's not a side effect. They saying use it.
No, they use it for that, right? Yeah. It ain't got the side effects on it. Now, when you go to Google, right, and look up the side effects for Advil, it says skin rash, diarrhea, dizziness, drowsiness, dry mouth, headaches, ammonia. Now, you're going to tell me that
that's if you
the
overdose.
Same stuff it's supposed to take away, it's still going to give you that?
That's what any side effect. It's a side effect to marijuana.
Side effects of marijuana, you feel good.
No, the side effect is you be delusional and you have these hallucinations. That's a side effect. And that's not
have you seen somebody effect. Have delusional side effects?
When I used to smoke weed and
yeah,
I thought
yeah,
I
Yeah, your first time everybody was delusional.
Jesus. And I bit into a burger one day and I heard a cow say moo. You remember I told you that story?
My first time smoking weed, I thought I seen a window and I was looking at a brick wall.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So anything can have a side effect. Drinking Sprite can have a side effect. You burp a lot. You get fat. You get fat in your stomach.
But medicine give you side effects. How is it supposed to heal you when it give you side effects?
Nothing on this world don't got a side effect. That's the universal law. Brother White talked about it.
And let me tell you something. The coronavirus is the side effect.
Side effect of what?
Of headaches, vomiting, losing your taste. Come on now.
Do you understand?
I know what I'm saying. Coronavirus is a side effect.
A side effect.
You get a headache.
What?
And what's the side effect of your headache? You getting the coronavirus.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
You don't need to talk to a doctor. You need to talk to Jesus.
Oh, wow. Y'all add me on my Instagram, KLOWE1213.
Oh, and my Instagram name is CREA the Artist _ that's CREALDAARTIST _.
And mine's just KLOWE1213. What's yours?
Y'all follow me too. Cheese Dog. CHISEDOG.
Now, like I told y'all before, this is my first time using this, so I don't know if I could put my Instagram name at the bottom when I'm finished. Cash App name. Y'all Cash App me something. If y'all want to, look, we're going up with the video.
We're going to give y'all his email if y'all want to cuss him out, too.
I'm going to give y'all my email, too. Y'all want to curse me out, leave me a direct message, all that. I can do that?
Just say it on there.
Oh, my email is kingc13@gmail.com. All
right.
That's kingcee13@gmail.com. All
right, you want to talk about another topic after this one, y'all?
Sure. Right, we're gonna let y'all waste this up to 20 minutes. Y'all got 10 seconds. Go ahead, laugh it up. But Cash App name, C Real the artist. Send me something. And that's T-H-E, not D-A for that.